This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Heaven save me, but I'm down
to my it's a way.
What's going on?
Ellie's there.
Oh. Let me say, hold me now. I'm sick of you.
Everybody,
hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Wow! Wow! Jeez Louise, that was a mess.
To WIP afternoon show and Ike Spike and Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. It's all right, though. I'm feeling it right now, so I was happy to sing.
Well, Elliot, I had no idea what was going on.
We were not alerted.
I didn't know you were there, so I just heard somebody sing the delay.
I thought it was TK. I looked over there at the room like, is that Tom Kelly?
Oh, good job, man. By Jack. Good job, yes. By Jack.
Well, it's better.
So Elliot joins us now.
Definitely not producer of the year.
No.
I lost that years ago.
Well, and his performance on Thursday, all-time worst performance.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Elliot, big moment for Elliot.
Big moment, E!
Big
How's
moment.
It going? How's
oh,
it going?
Oh, listen to the energy.
How you guys feel?
Oh,
how
you guys chest feel? To you today, huh?
Elliot, yeah. I was accused of bullying you earlier today.
I can only imagine about the billion things it could have been about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So huge for you in that before free agency began, you said two edges for Eagles fans to keep an eye on were Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari. And here we are, the Eagles Insider of the Year award being given out on Wednesday at 4:30. And you, and McManus getting the Becton scoop this weekend, really just cementing his place in the pole position. But then the Eagles sign Azeez Ojulari. Huge moment for you. Before we get to the player, how are you feeling right now about your report and then how that may affect the Eagles Insider of the Year standings?
Yeah, I was nervous for a little bit. I was nervous, but, you know, I knew they had interest all along. I guess, you know, to quote Jack's favorite athlete, Jalen Hurts, like sometimes the losses stick with you a little more than the wins. So still upset Khalil Mack didn't happen, but I feel good about Azeez. And I think they waited out the market really well. Like, I don't think this was in them not having interest. I think they played this really well, waiting out and getting him at a good number.
So, yeah, 1 year, $4 million for Ojulari, who has been on the Giants for 4 years, his career. And interesting, he's...
That's less than Devin White.
Yes, it is. Devin was $5 million, right?
Don't get me started on him.
Yeah, I know. So it seems like he missed a bunch of games for the Giants. He played 17 his rookie year, but then I think 7, 11, 11. But big sack numbers in the games that he played, all things considered.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple reasons they liked him, and then I think a couple reasons to be concerned, or at least see why he went for what he did. injuries have definitely been a problem. He's had injuries really since high school. He missed a good portion of his freshman year in college because of a torn ACL. And then he's only played 16 games or more in the NFL once. So he's had issues staying on the field. But when he's been on the field, he has shown some real upside as a pass rusher. I think the top thing to like about him, and why I know the Eagles liked him, was he's still only 24 years old. He won't even be 25 until June. So there'll be rookies in this year's draft class that are potentially like that are older than he is. So I think they're going to view him as coming here, coming into a better organization with better coaching, and hope he can hit his potential. But, you know, I think some of the concerns would be he's not been great against the run. So they're certainly stacking up edge defenders that can't play the run with Bryce Huff, Josh Uche, and now Azeez Ojulari. So, you know, there's been that concern there.
I'm laughing, but that's not really funny, though.
But
it's true.
It's true, yeah. Yes.
But I also think this means two things. One, Bryce Huff, I don't think, is going to be on this roster come week one. Maybe if they really can't get anything for him and he has an outstanding training camp or OTAs.
Or if there's an injury.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold on to him and hope a team gives them something for him. And I do think that's a good strategy. Like, I think they could get something for him. But, I mean, Azeez will be on the team. Josh Uche will likely be on the team. I think he'll have to earn it. He's not a lock. But, yeah, I mean, they're stacking up guys that are pass rushers and not run defenders.
Yeah, you know what I'm wondering? These all pass defenders, no real edge setters. Is BG? Is there a door open for BG to possibly come back?
No. I think BG's retiring.
Okay.
I think he'll announce it when he's ready.
Just saying these are all up the field pass rushing guys.
Right.
The one thing Josh Sweat could do was play the run as well.
So I agree with that. And I think Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are both good against the run. I think that's why Jalix Hunt was able to get out on the field, and Nolan, especially after BG went down, was probably their best run defender among the edges. The issue is, like, how are you going to get all these guys out on the field? Because, you know, ideally you want your best pass rushers out there on third down, but then, I mean, obviously first and second too. So, like, if you're going to have Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt play first and second down for the run, are you just going to take them off the field on third down? Like, that seems kind of crazy when they're arguably your two best edges. But I don't know when else Azeez and Josh Uche would get on the field. So I think, you know, they must have some optimism that they can play the run, but they thought that about Bryce Huff too, and Bryce Huff was unable to do it. So that'll definitely be something they have to figure out come OTAs and training camp.
Well, and also I think, you know, Sweat only played, 70% of the snaps? I mean, they had a rotation last year.
70% is kind of high.
It's kind of high, yeah. But I'm still saying that's 30% of the snaps he's not going to play. Like, they need more than two edges. But the other thing I would guess is, I wouldn't guess that, I mean, you said Huff probably not on the roster. Uche might not be on the roster either.
For sure.
You know, so I think they'll just throw them all out there.
Let them fight it out.
And let them fight it out and see who does the best job.
I will say, though, so Josh Uche didn't get a lot of money, which makes me think, you know, his spot is up in the air. But if you look back over the past 4 years, the guys they've signed in the first week of free agency, something like 75% of them have made the final roster. So while the money is not there, generally, when you go back and sign, like when you sign someone in the first week, there's a ton of interest there. So I think he probably will make the roster, but I agree he's not a complete lock.
But this is also a different first week than they've had in maybe ever.
No, but I do think when you target somebody in free agency in that first week, that's somebody your pro scouting department really likes, someone you went into free agency wanting to sign. Mm-hmm. I just think you get a longer leash there than, you know, if you're signing a month or, you know, a month into free agency.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we can't forget they got the draft coming, and I would imagine they're going to add at least two D linemen in the draft.
And it's viewed as a strong edge rushing draft as well. So, yeah, I think it's shaping up. I would guess, you know, to guess now what the edge group will look like week one, I think you're looking at Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Azeez Ojulari, and a rookie. That would be my guess at the five there.
Well, great work by you, Elliot. Mm-hmm. Really,
thank
just
you.
Coming in with your first report of the year right under the...
Never
a doubt.
Exactly right. Always on time. Always on time.
What was your biggest takeaway from the press conferences earlier today with the new long snapper and the tight end?
Well, I actually have some legitimate takeaways if you want, but I sense you don't really care. Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna save it for the Go Birds Daily.
There you go. There you go. I'll listen to that tomorrow morning. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks, perhaps winner of Eagles Insider of the Year.
I will say every mention I've gotten after this tweet has been Insider of the Year. So I think the public, the odds
yeah,
are shifting. So the public's rooting for me.
Look, here's what I would remind you of. There's 2 days to go. It's not impossible that McManus comes and tweets out, you know, the Eagles have awarded Nick Sirianni with a 3-year extension, or, you know, Brandon Graham plans to retire tomorrow. I mean, I'm just
Don't let him do it to you.
Maybe he'll write a story you really like. Who knows? I know you'll be waiting for it. So
And now you're taking a shot.
Yeah.
Write a story you really like with his insider access. Okay, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
All right,
there he is. Final check in on the Twitter question, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles can win the Super Bowl next season without a top five defense? The final count, 65.5% say yes. 100% of me tells you dogs and cats rule is where you go. Where you go for your dogs and your cats, your pets. I treat our dogs like my family. Probably better than anybody I treat in my family. And you probably do the same thing with your dogs, your cats. And spring is coming, and that means more outdoor time for your dogs, right? So maybe you need some toys. Maybe you need one of those. I asked my wife, do you think Rebel would chase the ball if we got the ball launcher? She said, absolutely not. But other dogs do. They have that. Maybe something to tug on, one of those things. Maybe some natural flea and tick treatments for your dogs. Anything that you could possibly want, Dogs and Cats Rule is going to have. They are the very best when it comes to pet nutrition. Very, very best. You walk in there, and you're like, wow, these are high-end brands, local brands, and they have all the new stuff, the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. And when it comes to who is answering your questions, the staff and Dogs and Cats Rule, no one matches the sort of stuff that you're going to get from them. You don't have to worry about Googling anything. You don't have to worry about any of those questions. They are going to have the answers for you. There's 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell in Pennsylvania, Pennington in Princeton in New Jersey. If you missed any of this and you want more, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Elliot was chesty there.
He was.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but he better, like, I wasn't kidding. You can't relax now. There's 2 days, you know, left. You know, McManus thought he had it wrapped up.
He did.
And Elliot comes in with the Aziz Ojulari, though Elliot didn't report it, and someone could argue. But,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, the committee will factor that in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like strength of schedule.
Yes.
You know, for the, like, this is like the conference tournament right now before the real tournament. So it's all coming down to the wire. It's exciting stuff.
I'm just worried about him getting so chesty before the award
is
given out. You know?
That's even better.
Well, maybe Dumas comes out.
Pride comes before the fall.
Yes, that's the truth.
That's good work by you. Very deep.
Pride, one of the seven deadly sins for a reason, Jack.
Yeah, I learned that in the movie Seven.
Dan and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
How's it going?
What's up?
I obviously just saw the signing. Fantastic. I think it's great for the Eagles. I think it's great for the edge rushers that we've been looking at post Josh Sweat. And I think personally,
we love our former Giants here, don't we?
Yeah.
Personally, I heard like wondering who's going to set the edge. I think this move means that BG is coming back because you need that run setter, you need that edge rusher who is able to set the edge, and I think BG is that. And we saw Nolan Smith in the Super Bowl playoffs be able to do that himself, and I think that Vic Fangio's system and mentality when it comes to those positions, he'll have Aziz Ojulari, he'll have Josh Uche, they'll be able to do that to a certain extent, maybe not to the extent of Josh Sweat, but I think mentality-wise is what you need.
That was part of Bryce Huff's problem, is that all he wanted to do is rush the passer. He didn't even do that great. So to your point, there is a certain mentality you need to have over there playing as an edge setter and a run stopper. Because here's the thing. When you want these pass rushers to get out to the quarterback, well, there's this old saying in football is that you earn the right to rush the passer. Well, that means you got to win on first and second down. And then when teams are trying to run the ball, you got to get them to second and long and third and long. But if teams are like the Eagles, where they could stay in second and five, third and three, it's going to be hard to get sacks on those quarterbacks.
And that's without saying. And I look at Bryce Huff in this setting with him making $17 million this year. I kind of view it in the same retrospect as BG in his early career when he was downplayed, like he was casted out.
Yeah.
I think Bryce has the body type similar to BG, short, stocky, built, that he was able to do that. Maybe he didn't get into that format this year or get into that this year, but I think he probably stays. So with Elliott saying that he's going to be shipped off, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think they're going to give him a shot. They're going to give him an opportunity in OTAs, training camp to prove his worth. He's not going to be traded before that, and that's just my opinion. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they wind up holding on to him all the way. I don't think they're just going to cut him.
Just like Taiwan.
Yeah. They may try to get to training camp and see if a team loses their defensive end, and then maybe they could trade him for a fifth or sixth round draft pick. But they're not going to take that hit with the money where you just give a guy $30-something million and then let him leave.
Tried to do. he's going to make sure that signing is worthwhile to some extent. And like I said, like you look at the BG situation with the draft pick. It didn't work out in the first couple of years, but eventually he turns into a Philadelphia legend. And I'm not saying that Bryce Huff is that by any means, but as a serviceable player, I think he can turn into that. That's my opinion.
All right, Dan. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. I hope so. I mean, we're all just guessing at this point.
Yeah, I do not believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all hope so. Yeah. I just don't know. When you're a healthy scratch.
Like Josh Uche was.
Josh Uche also. If nothing else, it shows you what the coach thinks.
Right.
That coordinator.
Yeah. We'd rather have the 37-year-old guy with the torn triceps in there. I mean, it's the truth. Love you, BG, or 35.
Yeah, no, 37, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Al in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Al? Al.
Al fell asleep.
Yeah, very sad end to Al. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike had to answer for the Sixers a million times. How long have we been sleeping? The Delaware Valley.
Ooh, boy.
I don't run the Sixers.
But you run from them.
I don't, though.
You know what I don't want to talk about? When we talk, when we're talking about the Eagles and somebody brings up the Sixers.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, it's just, it doesn't make any sense.
We're trying to do the right show.
Just trying to do the right show.
Yeah.
If you trust me, you want to talk about the Sixers, I'll talk about the Sixers all day long. I don't think anybody wants to talk about the Sixers. I will.
Sounds horrible, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Who wins in that scenario? Not you, not me.
Not the listeners.
Nobody.
Definitely not the listeners.
No. What's next?
The entire Delaware Valley got a little nervous when Jack started naming some trap music. Mark and Motko.
I think I was cooking.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, actually.
Yeah, one guy, right? Yeah. He just should have left it there.
That he's just naming other rappers he's heard of.
Yep. Oh, man, I went to 2 Chainz concert.
Chief Keef.
Yeah.
Chief Keef. Everyone loves Sosa.
What's next?
Spike reaching a Joe DiMaggio-level streak of saying, the coach had to tell the quarterback not to pass, in consecutive shows passing the previous record, which was Spike saying, did you know Saquon touched the ball 507 times? Mike in Havertown.
Well, it's like every time somebody goes, tell me what the difference is, and that is the difference between...
The coach had to...
Well, if you're going to ask me what the difference between like Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts is...
Right.
If you're going to say Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl, absolutely, totally correct. Also, coach never went into, what's it called?
Josh Allen.
Never went into Joe Burrow's. Joe Burrow and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hand the ball off 60 times a game. Never happened. Never happened. What's next?
I'm sorry. I've already given you all the different ways you can say that. You don't believe in Jalen Hurts. I have reached the end of the internet.
Spike's AI program.
Wow.
AI tell you to say that
and
today?
So you're going to AI to get your info?
Wasn't even... Well, first of all, I do. Not to get my takes, but to get my info.
Yep.
Second of all, this show wasn't even my idea today. Wasn't even my idea. I gotta be honest. This is how I feel. It's just how I feel. All right, what's next?
Jeopardy host, it's not the same as it used to be. No one even knows the players. It's not worth watching until the end. Contestant, what are things you could say about college basketball and the NBA? Joan, King of Prussia.
I still think the NBA is better than college basketball, but the NBA is in bad shape, too. I would rather...
Yeah, I would watch an NBA game over...
They're just... Better. I think people sort of glamorize watching college basketball because they think every game is like the tournament. The tournament is a special kind of fun.
Right. That's not the way it is all year long.
Go ahead and watch 50 college basketball games during the year.
But they play defense.
Yeah. You try watching Michigan State, Minnesota on Wednesday night in February.
You know what they don't play? The right way. The way that you think they play, you know, like in Hoosiers.
Dude, every time they pull up in transition for a three, it's like an angel loses their wings.
Yes. You
know, that is allowed. You can score early if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Just not enough good players, man.
No, that's what it comes
down to.
Good
college players are just solid college basketball players.
Just don't have the star level players that we used to have.
You know who could have helped college basketball out?
Who?
LeBron.
Yep.
There it is. Always back to LeBron. He ruined college basketball.
No,
he ruined NBA.
Not LeBron. Well, only in the sense he had to have Bronny come play in the NBA this year.
Right.
Bronny could have played in college this year and been the star of college basketball with Cooper.
Cooper Flag.
Cooper Flag.
Bronny could have played in college for 3 more years, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, he definitely could have played this year, and he would have been a name.
Yes.
You don't think he would have been a name in college basketball?
No,
this
I
year?
Thought you were taking going back to 2003.
And No. I'm just gonna say, like, Bronny could have been a name that everybody would have followed this year,
for sure,
in college basketball.
Yeah, if he didn't go to USC because he was there last year, no one cared.
Yeah, but he played. He scored 4 points a game.
Many games last year.
Yeah, as a second round pick to you.
Yeah. So what's coming up on Fritz at 6?
Tom Kelly.
Oh.
Oh, no Fritz at night?
Oh, I can't even tell when Fritz at 6 happens. Who's running this place?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Unless it's not.
Is that what it is? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
For now. Well, baseball season's coming.
Oh, right.
That's when it's 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
The ramp up.
Oh.
All right. Well,
we load managing radio, too.
Yeah. Tom Kelly is up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.